What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about, is there no hope for a narcissist, y'all? No hope for a narcissist. Is there any hope? Does therapy help? Blah, 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 blah. Boop, 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 boop. Beep, 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 beep. You know exactly how it goes, y'all. So, if you don't, like I said, again, if you're new here, I've been in psychotherapy since October of 2017. I literally just left a therapy session about 13 minutes ago, and I'm just sitting outside. I drove down the street, of course. I didn't want to sit in the parking lot. I sit outside just thinking about it. And my therapist, I mean, she agrees. I mean, she said, I've come a long way since I first sat in that chair, boohoo crying about being a narcissist and all this other stuff and ruining my life and my relationships and things of that nature. Man, I just it got me thinking, like, so many people don't have the hope that I have. I don't have a hope for completely healing and getting past narcissistic personality disorder, but so many people don't even give themselves the opportunity to have hope. They just take it off the table. They just think that they're okay. They think that there is nothing wrong with them, or it's easier to blame you. Because most narcissistic people, you know, like myself, I knew that something was going on with me, y'all. I just did. I knew my mind worked differently. I knew that I was, you know, emotionally immature for my age at a lot of different points in my life and things like that. I always knew something was going on. And I've always had a higher than average intellect, so I'm not stupid. I just feel like you have to have some level of intellect to have hope for getting, you know, for dealing with a personality disorder or some super toxic narcissistic traits. A lot of people don't have that, y'all. A lot of people you get into these relationships with are not educated. They're not smart. They're actually below average education. You know, some of them are below average education and just not smart people. So if you, I know y'all want to hold on to some of these people, there's less hope than somebody that has the actual intellectual capacity to process that there might be something going on with them. You know, for me, I just, like, in my mind, I've always known I was different, so I knew I would always try to fill that hole. My therapist calls it the hole. You try to fill the hole with achievements. You try to fill the hole with conquest and sexual conquest and things like that, education, trying to make money, fame, you know, all this type of stuff. You try to fill the hole with that stuff. Some people will never, ever understand that there's a hole they're trying to fill, and they're just throwing stuff into the hole. You know, they're just throwing stuff into the hole. They don't understand. Yeah, is there hope for narcissistic people? They have to have hope for themselves. So many people ask me the question, like, how do I get my person into therapy? How do I get my dad into therapy, or my husband, my wife, my friend? How do I get them to go to therapy? Yeah, they have to have hope for themselves. It can be boiled down to as simply as that. They have to have hope for themselves. And, like, I try to give hope for the right people, like the right narcissist, the right toxic people, that therapy can help you live a better, more genuine life. But a lot of people, even people see me trying to do my platform, and people attack me literally every single day for being a narcissist and trying to work on myself. People attack me for being public about it. So who the hell else would want to get into this situation where you're getting publicly attacked every day by, you know, hundreds, thousands of people? Who would want that, y'all? People are just like, why don't narcissists want to go to therapy? Because if they go to therapy, people like still chastise them, like they chastise me. So some other people take the hope away from me. Like, what happens if I go to therapy? I remember when I first learned about narcissism, looking at the prognosis for it. It's like, oh, there's no cure. You can just go to therapy and work on it. And that gets your heart down.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, that's depressing as hell. To understand that you're going to be this way for the rest of your life, right? This is me. Hey, y'all, this is me for the rest of my life. Only thing I can do is go sit in the therapist chair and talk. And, like, y'all, therapy is hard. My therapist just had a baby, so I haven't had a therapy session since November, y'all. So December, January, February, March. That's 4 or 5 months or whatever without therapy. You know, I like I said, I told you, I will be in therapy for the rest of my life, for the rest of my existence. I will be sitting in a therapist chair, and I'm fine with that. How many people have hope for themselves that they can go to therapy at least once a month for the rest of their lives? At least go to therapy once every 2 months. Who can do that? Who can make that commitment? Because that's what you have to have. That's the kind of, you have to have hope. You know, don't, like I said, for people who are dealing with narcissists, I don't want to give you hope. I don't want to give you hope to stay in a toxic relationship hoping that that person will be like me, who is still, in fact, a narcissist. The thoughts still come to me. I still have self-sabotage issues and want to blow my life up because I, you know, happiness comes and goes. It's fleeting. I'm chasing happiness. The pursuit of happiness is pretty much my life. Who wants to chase that? And you may not ever get it. You know what I mean? So many people think self-awareness is the cure. Self-awareness is better. Self-awareness can be a gift and a curse because now I'm aware of it. Now I understand the duality of my thought processes. Now I understand the manipulative nature of my thoughts and, you know, the ego and the arrested development, the trauma. You understand all of that stuff, and not everybody wants to deal with that stuff, y'all. It is literally tough as hell to deal with this stuff. It really is. I tell this to people all the time. It just is, y'all. It is. And people are just like, my ex went to one therapy session, or my husband or my wife went to one therapy session and they gave up. They said it wasn't for them. It's not for everybody. If they go to one or two therapy sessions and say it's not for them, that means that you either have to accept them for who they are, and what they're going to do, or you have to move on. It can get as simple as that. I know, Lee, but the money, the kids. I understand that. That complicates the matter, but it's as simple as staying or going. It boils down to that. That's the simplicity of it. I know once you get into the dynamics of it, everybody's dynamic, everybody's situation is going to be different, but the decision is the same. It's not a maybe. It's not a maybe. It's like, do I stay or do I go? Dr. Romney, her book. I'm reading her book right now. Do I stay or should I go? You know what I mean? I'm reading her book right now. It all boils down to that right there. I don't want to give the wrong people hope. Don't use me as a hope or a beacon and send your significant other my video, because they can use my videos to manipulate you into thinking that you are a damn narcissist. How did that make you feel? You done confuse yourself sending a manipulator my videos to manipulate you with. How does it make you feel? Don't give hope to the wrong. I want to give hope to the right people, the right work, right work ethic. They are not afraid to expose themselves to the world and take some of the brunt and the pushback. Like, shout out Ben Taylor at Raw Motivations. Shout out to Cluster B Milkshake, Sarah over there, Cluster B Milkshake on YouTube, Instagram, everywhere. People like that. Sam Vaknin, put himself out there. You know, HG Tudor, put himself out there. Like, those are the people you want to inspire to have hope for themselves. Like, yeah, this is me. If this is going to be me, I'm going to be the best version of me. That's pretty much what I've done right now. Everybody, therapy. And it's people on TikTok, just, they don't like that. They don't think therapy works. Good. Okay, cool. What else? They say something about therapy doesn't work, but they don't go into why therapy doesn't work. I'm telling y'all, people do not understand the dynamics of the situation. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, the world and the way it works right now, therapy is, there's no, I mean, other people say psychedelics. Get a narcissist some psychedelics or some shrooms or something like that, y'all. I go to therapy. I get revelations all the time. That's why I like going to therapy, y'all. Therapy gives me the revelations that I need to process my thought process.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But more people, it really does. I can sit down. I have to decompress. I'm sitting in my car now decompressing after therapy. Just like, it's a lot to take in. To realize and acknowledge the trauma, realize and acknowledge the anger, realize and acknowledge the rage. You know what I mean? So is there hope for a narcissist? They have to have it for themselves, not you. You can't hope for them. Your hope does nothing for them. Your hope can be a crutch for them. Your hope can literally enable them to treat you worse. Your hope for them, because your hope, if your hope is not backing up their own hope, then you're wasting your time. Literally, it's as simple as that. If your hope is not backed up, if they don't have any hope, but you do, you lose. Say that works. If they have hope and you don't, they kind of cancel each other out. But like, if you have hope and they don't have hope for themselves, you lose this situation. You lose this relationship battle, this fight right here. Whatever relationship dynamic they play, It could be husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, father, son, daughter, mother, kids, daddy, well, whoever, grandparent, whoever, whatever the relationship dynamic is, you lose it. Because you can't have hope for that person if they don't have hope for themselves. And just let's just face it, y'all, the world is not catered to give narcissistic people hope. It's just not. Not the evil bastards. Those shouldn't have hope. They need to, like I said, the evil ones out here just turning lives and families apart. Oof. I've heard some evil stories, y'all. I know, like, Lee, you're evil. No, if you think my story is evil, you should hear bits and pieces of the hundreds, damn near thousands of stories I didn't hear. You know what I mean? It's a process, y'all. It's just like coming down after therapy. It's like a high, and then like a low. You know, I feel like I'm in the low right now. Just had a lot to think about. So I'm going to go in here, sit myself down, and think about it, y'all. I know this is not my normal video, but it's like my brain dump after therapy. It's like the residuals after therapy. Like, did I say everything that I wanted to say? Yes. I worked in everything I've been planning on saying since November. I worked it into this session and got some answers, some good answers, you know, some good answers. So in conclusion, don't have hope for people that don't have hope for themselves. You can't hope them into having hope, if that makes sense. Anyways, y'all, let me hot log off this thing. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, mental illness is out. Peace.